السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على لا نبي بعده محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اقتدى بسنته إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، فحياكم الله جميعا. Welcome to my dear beloved brothers and sisters in Deen Sahih. My brothers have requested that I share with my beloved a title pertaining to cultivating the community upon Salafiyah. No doubt it is an important topic. فَجَزَاهُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا. May Allah reward them with khair for selecting such a pertinent topic. And that is building this communities, or these communities that we have upon Salafi, upon Sunnah. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has blessed us with the Deen of Al-Islam. He said, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-Islam deena. Today I've perfected your religion and completed my favours upon you, and have chosen Islam as a religion for you. So it's a blessing from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala that we have this deen of Al-Islam. And it's a blessing also and a mercy from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala that He has sent Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with a clear guidance. And it's from the mercy from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. I have not sent you except as a mercy to mankind. So this, barakallahu feekum, Quran and Sunnah, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَقَدْ تَرَكْتُ فِيكُمْ مَا إِن تَمَسَكْتُمْ بِهِ لَن تَضِلُّ بَعْدِي أَبَدًا كِتَابُ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّتِي. In the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, where he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I've left with you two affairs, or two things. If you hold firm to it, you will never be deviated. The Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The understanding of these two sources, the Deen of Islam, fundamental sources, is a muhim jiddan. And the understanding has to be according to how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has commanded us to understand them. We have to understand it according to how the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is instructed for us to understand. And that is the understanding of the companions radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, the companions that witnessed the revelation. Yas'alunaka anil mahid, they ask you regarding menstruation. The companions are asking, they were there when the Quran was being revealed, and Allah tabaraka ta'ala mentioned them. They took from the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam knowledge. Yas'alunaka madha yunfiqun. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and they ask you, who? The companions. What should they give in charity? Yas'alunaka anil ahillah. And they ask you regarding the moon. All of these are questions asked by the companions radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, showing that they are the ones who have the understanding, the correct understanding of these two, the Quran and the Sunnah, blessings from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And they are our Salaf, the first generation, Al-Qarn al-Awwal. They are who we say are the Salaf, the first generation, and those after them and those after them. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ تَبَعُوا بِإِحْسَانِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي تَحْتَهَا أَنْهَارِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ. And the first two embrace Islam from those who migrated from Mecca to Medina. Wal-Ansar, and the Ansar, those who were the residents of Medina, who gave aid to the Muhajirun. And those who followed them, those two categories, precisely, Allah is well pleased with them as they are well pleased with Allah. And their reward is that He has prepared for them Jannah, gardens under which rivers flow, and they will be in there forever. And that indeed is the supreme success. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, لِلْفُقَرَاءِ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ الَّذِينَ أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ وَأَمْوَالِهِمْ يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانَهُ وَيَنْصُرُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. And the poor immigrants, or those who migrated, that were expelled from their homes in Mecca and their properties, seeking bounties from Allah and to please Him, and aiding Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are the truthful ones. Allah is talking about the Sahaba, the Muhajirun. Allah is praising them. And then he said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّأُوا الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانِ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَا يَجِدُونَ فِي صُدُورِهِمْ حَاجَةً مِمَّا أُوتُوا وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And those who before them, before the Muhajirun, they had their homes in Medina, and they accepted the Iman, and they loved those who migrated to them from the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, and they had no jealousy in their hearts for them, from that which they've been given over them, even though they themselves were in need. And whoever is saved from the stinginess of himself, then they are indeed the successful. These are the Ansar. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has praised those who migrated to Medina from the Sahaba, and He has praised those who welcomed them from the Ansar, from the Sahaba, the radiyallahu anhum. And they are all in paradise. So kullun wa'adallahu al-husna. And all of the companions, He subhanahu wa ta'ala said that they have been promised paradise. And He said subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِن بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَالْإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَ بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. and those who came after those categories from the Muhajirun, those who migrated to Medina, and the Ansar, those who came after these two categories. They said, O our Lord, forgive us and our brothers who have preceded us in faith, and do not put in our hearts any hatred against those who have believed. Rabbana, O our Lord, you are indeed full of kindness and most merciful. And those who came after them studied with the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, from the Tabi'een, the second generation, and then the second generation after them. And these are the three virtuous generation. These are the Salaf. Al-Qurunul Mufaddala. The virtuous generations. That the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Khayrukum, in the hadith of Imran ibn Husayn, radiyallahu anhu, Khayrukum, Qarni thumma alladhina yalunahum. Thumma alladhina yalunahum. That the best of generations are my generation, yani the Sahaba, companions, radiyallahu anhum, and then those after them, the students of the companions, the Tabi'een, and then those after them, their students, the Atba' Tabi'een, the Salaf, they are the best of people, best generations. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised them. Athna alayhim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what a beautiful praise that is. The best of generations and then those after them. So they are indeed the Qudwa. They are the example for every community. The Salaf of this Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are indeed the example for everyone, individual, for every community, for every generation after them. They are the Qudwa, they are the example. And their methodology is the path that we have to be upon. And those who came after them have to be upon. In their aqidah, in their creed, in the mu'amalat, in the way that they behaved and they treated others, in their akhlaq, in their mannerisms and etiquettes, وَفِي جَمِيعِ شُؤُونِهِمْ, in all of their affairs. Our methodology is taken from the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the understanding is taken from these three generations, لِقُرْبِهِمْ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلِقُرْبِهِمْ مِنْ عَصْرِ تَنْزِيلٍ, because of how close they were with, to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how close they were to the era of the revelation being revealed, that period. And they took from him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And know, my beloved brothers and sisters, and have certainty in your heart, have yaqeen, have conviction that the deen of al-Islam is preserved. As Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has promised, he said, Inna nahnu nazzalna al-dhikr wa inna lahu lahafidhun. He said subhanahu wa ta'ala that verily we have revealed the dhikr. We have revealed the dhikr, yani the Quran, and we've revealed the sunnah. Wa inna lahu lahafidhun. And we will indeed preserve it. It's a promise from Allah. وَلَا يَخْلِفُ مِعَادَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfills his promise. So have this conviction, Ya Abdullah. Have this conviction and this certainty, Ya Amatullah, that the deen of al-Islam is 100% preserved. And that necessitates the wording and the alfaz and the wording in the Quran and the Sunnah is preserved. The meanings in the Quran and the Sunnah that Allah intended for us to understand is preserved. The understanding of the Quran and the Sunnah is preserved. And that understanding is the understanding of the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. It's preserved. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, just as He's preserved the Quran and the Sunnah, He's also preserved the understanding of the Quran and the Sunnah. The correct understanding of the Quran and the Sunnah. As He subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا وَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا هُمْ فِي شِقَاقٍ فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. If they believed, the people believed, like you all believed, you all, Allah said, you all believed, then they will be guided. Who is you all? Who is He addressing, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the plural sense? He's addressing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the companions, radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. If they believe like you all believed, if their methodology is the same as your methodology, if your creed is the same as their creed, you're upon their path, فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا, then they are indeed upon guidance. وَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا هُمْ فِي شِقَاقٍ. And if they turn away, they will be in distress and shiqaq, division, divided away from the truth. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is sufficient for us. وَهُوَ سَمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And He indeed is the all-hearing and seeing. So the understanding of the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum has been preserved. And we have the statement here of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahimullahu ta'ala, where he said, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa wulatul amr min ba'dihi, sunanan al-akhdhu biha tasdiqun li kitabillah azza wa jal, wa istikmalun li fara'idillah, wa quwwatun ala deenillah, min amilin man amila biha muhtad, wa man istansara biha mansurun, man khalafaha ittaba'a ghayra sabil al-mu'minin, wallahu Allahu ma tawalla ila al-aya. What he said, rahimullah ta'ala, he said that the messenger of Allah has indeed a sunnah, and those after him, from the companions who took from him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the companions, radiyallahu anhum, the sunnah, they have the sunnah. Taking it and holding firm to it is indeed a sign of acceptance and belief in the Book of Allah, and a perfection in the individual's implementation of the obligations from Allah, and strength for the individual upon the religion of Allah, that the one who acts upon, yani that understanding, then they are guided. The one who seeks victory through that understanding, they will indeed be victorious. But the one who opposes it and follows the path of other than the believers, yani the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, Allah will leave them with that which they have chosen, to the end of the verse. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, عَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّةِ وَسُنَّةِ خُلَفَاءِ رَاشِدِينَ مِنْ بَعْدِ. Upon you is my sunnah and the sunnah of the Khulafa'i Rashideen. The sunnah of Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. This is Salafiyya. We understand the Quran and the sunnah according to the understanding of the Salaf al-Ummah, the Qurun al-Mufaddala, the virtuous generations. So which is why, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, it is imperative upon us all that we have this urgency to seek ilm and seek knowledge of the Quran, to seek knowledge of the Sunnah, to seek knowledge of the understanding of them, companions of those companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. So we can have the ma'rif and knowledge of their manhaj. So we can implement it. لِهَنُّ لَا يُمْكِلَ سِيرَ عَلَى مَنْهَجِهِمْ إِلَّا بِمَعْرِفَتِهِ وَتَعَلُّمِهِ وَعَامِلَ بِهِ. There is no way we can be upon the manhaj of the Salaf. There is no way we can be upon the way of the Salaf except that we have the knowledge of the manhaj in the first place. We have knowledge of the methodology. We have to have knowledge of the methodology in the first place. And this is clear from the statement of Allah that we mentioned previously. وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَمَنْ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ. Those who embraced early in Islam, from the first foremost generations from the Muhajireen, that's the first category. And then the second category, the Ansar, those who were in Medina from the companions that welcomed them. And then those who follow them in Ihsan. Not just those who follow them, those who follow them precisely. بِإِتْقَان. And there is no way that we can follow the way of the Muhajirun, the way of the Ansar, the way of the companions radiallahu anhum, the way of the Salaf, except by seeking knowledge and having knowledge of their methodology, having knowledge of their way, reading the lives of the companions radiallahu anhum, reading the lives and the biographies of the early generations. We have to study their aqidah, their creed, their statements, their understanding, their explanations of the hadith, the narrations of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because we've been commanded to stick firm to their sunnah by the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati khulafa'i rashidin. Upon you is my sunnah and the sunnah of the khulafa. Take their understanding. And they are the virtuous generation. And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the virtuous generation, the three generations. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentioned those who he mentions with their virtue because he's calling us to follow them. So every good deed, as the ulama have mentioned, every characteristic that Allah praises and the category of people that Allah praises in the Quran or the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam praises in the Sunnah, it's a call for us to follow their way and be like them. And Allah praised the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. And this is fadl azim. And this is indeed a great virtue for the companions. As Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, he said, "Hum abarru hadhi al-umma quluba wa a'maquha ilma wa aqalluha takallufa ikhtarahum Allah tabarak wa ta'ala لِصُحْبَةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ." The companions, he said, that they are the purest of hearts from this ummah. Had the most in-depth knowledge in this ummah. And they were free from any unnecessary behavior from this ummah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala chose them to be companions. Allah chose them. Allah chose them. Allah selected them to be from those who were with the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we take their understanding. And these are the Salaf and those after them and those after them, as the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam he mentioned. So thereafter, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, due to the importance of this methodology, we find that the Ummah study the methodology of the Salaf. Those who are upon correctness, they study the methodology of the Salaf. Generation after generation. Their creed is studied in the masajid, studied in the schools, studied in the centers, studied in the universities. The correct understanding of the deen of al-Islam. And this is indeed what every community has to be upon. And no doubt, specifically here, we're talking about my brothers in India. We have to indeed build our community upon that which has proceeded from the Athar and statements, alluding to the importance of following the way of the Salaf. in the madaris, in our schools, in the jami and the ma'ahid, in the centers, in the kulliyat, in the colleges, any of these educational systems that we have. We build our generations upon this understanding of the Salaf. And we instill the importance of taking knowledge from the scholars, as was the way of the Salaf as well. Taking knowledge from the ulama, the people of knowledge. As Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, he said, لَا يَزَالُ النَّاسُ بِخَيْرٍ مَا أَخَذُوا الْعِلْمَ عَنْ أَكَابِرِهِمْ وَعَنْ أُمَنَائِهِمْ وَعُلَمَائِهِمْ فَإِذَا أَخَذُوهُ مِنْ صِغَارِهِمْ وَشِرَارِهِمْ هَلَكُوا. In this narration, which is in Al-Bayhaqi and Al-Baghdadi, he mentions it in Nasiha, that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, he said that the people would not cease to be upon good as long as they take knowledge from their elder ones, from their trustworthy ones, from their scholars. They will not cease to be upon good as long as they do that. They will remain upon good as long as they take knowledge from the scholars, take knowledge from their elders, take knowledge from the trustworthy ones. But if they start taking knowledge from the younger ones, the people of innovation, the evil ones, they will be destroyed. Halaku. And Abu Muhammad Abdullah ibn Muslim ibn Qutaybah, rahimahullah ta'ala, in explaining this statement, Ibn Qutaybah, he said, rahimahullah, سَأَلْتُ عَنْ قَوْلِهِ لَا يَزَالُ النَّاسُ بِخَيْرٍ مَا أَخَذُوا الْعِلْمَ عَنْ أَكَابِرِهِمْ. I was asked regarding that narration of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud that the people will remain upon good as long as they take knowledge from their elders. He said, rahimahullah, that which is intended by the statement of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud is لَا يَزَالُ النَّاسُ بِخَيْرٍ مَا كَانَ عُلَمَاؤُهُمُ الْمَشَايِخِ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ عُلَمَاؤُهُمُ الْأَحْدَاثِ لِأَنَّ الشَّيْخَ قَدْ زَالَتْ عَنُ مِعَةَ الشَّبَابِ وَحِدَّتِهِ وَعَجْلَتِهِ وَسَفَهِهِ. Where he said, rahimullah, that the people will not cease to be upon good. They remain upon good as long as they take the teachers are their scholars. And their teachers are not the foolish young ones. Because the scholars and the shuyukh, they have gone past that age of youth, that age of hastiness, that age of foolishness. وَاسْتَصْحَبَ التَّجْرِبُ وَالْخِبْرَةِ. And with them, when they're disseminating the knowledge, comes experience and practice. So we have to build our communities that we take from scholars. We refer to the ulama. We refer to the scholars of the sunnah, the attested scholars of the sunnah. And know that anyone you take knowledge from that does not refer you to them, then be afraid. That does not refer you to Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan, that does not refer you to Sheikh Rabi ibn Hadi Al-Madkhali, that does not refer you to Sheikh Ubaid Al-Jabri, that does not refer you to other than them from the ulama, Sheikh Al-Luhaydan, the scholars of our time. And they do not refer you to the books before them of Sheikh bin Baz. They do not refer you to the works of Sheikh Al-Albani. They do not refer you to the works of Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, rahimullah. They don't refer you back to the books of Sheikh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah and his works, the books of Ibn Qayyim. They don't refer you back to the Salaf and the words and the knowledge of the Salaf. Then be afraid. Our communities have to be based upon taking knowledge from the ulama. Whether it's from their books or those who are present and alive today, understanding those books and learning those books from those who are alive, from our present day scholars who are, their knowledge has been attested, like the ones that I have mentioned. And in times of trials and affliction, that we need to go back to them for these issues, especially those issues pertaining to affairs of the country, like you are in Hind, in India, or in Pakistan, or in England, or anywhere. You take it back to the scholars to get the proper understanding of the affair. قال الله تبارك وتعالى وإذا جاءهم أمر من الأمن أو الخوف عذاؤوا به ولو ردوه إلى الرسول وإلى أولي الأمر منهم لعلمه الذين يستنبطونه منهم ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته لاتبعتم الشيطان إلا قليلا. He said subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nisa, and if an affair comes to them from security or fear, they broadcast it. They broadcast it. وَلَوْ رَدُّوهُ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ, if only they took it to the messenger when he was alive, or took it to his sunnah after his death, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِلَى أُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْهُمْ, and those who have been put in charge of their affairs from the scholars and the rulers. لَعَلِمَهُ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَنْبِطُونَهُمْ مِنْهُمْ, they will indeed show them that which can be extrapolated from the affair, the correct understanding pertaining to that particular affair. They'll extrapolate, taking it back from the book of Allah and the sunnah of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and come with the correct result. لَعَلِمَهُ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَنْبِطُونَهُمْ مِنْهُمْ, they'll tell you what you can benefit from these affairs, how to deal with these affairs. وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ, if it wasn't from the mercy of and the virtue of Allah and the favors of Allah upon you, وَرَحْمَتُهُ, and His mercy, لَتَّبَعْتُمُ الشَّيْطَانَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, indeed you will follow the shaitan except a few of you. So from this verse, Imam As-Sa'idi rahimullah ta'ala, he said that Allah is cultivating His servants, His slaves, as it relates to their actions. And that is that if an affair comes to them, إِذَا جَاءَهُمْ أَمْرٌ مِنَ الْأُمُورِ الْمُهِمَّةِ وَمُصَالِحِ الْعَامَّةِ, if there comes to them an affair that is important, that is indeed affecting the whole community, the whole society, that which is pertaining to security and so forth, or fear, or afflictions, or trials, that they remain firm, وَلَا يَسْتَعْجِلُوا, they remain firm and they do not become hasty by spreading what they need, they're spreading from speech. بِإِشَاعَةِ ذَلِكَ الْخَبَرِ بَلْ يَرَدُّونُهُ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ, but rather they take it back to the sunnah, to the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِلَى أُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْهُمْ, and back to the scholars who give them that knowledge, that advice, that rizana, keep them calm, dealing with the affair according to the Quran and the Sunnah. We need to build our communities that if an affliction occurs, we follow the manhaj al-Salafi in every affair, especially in the affairs of trials and afflictions. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتِ وَالْحَيَا لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ مَاذَا عَمَلًا, the one who created life and death, Allah, to test who from you is best in deeds. And the deed that is good is that which is in accordance to the Quran and the Sunnah and the understanding of the Salaf. So we have to take it back to the scholars in these affairs. And we have to cultivate our communities that we're not hasty and we do not become Twitter monsters. We do not become Instagram fiends. We do not become Facebook addicts. Everything has to be posted on there. No, we take our time in every affair and take it back to the scholars, giving them a clear picture of the affair. And the scholars, Ahlul Dhikr, the people of remembrance, the people who are knowledgeable. لَعَلِمَهُ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَنْبِطُونَهُ مِنْهُمْ, they'll indeed have the knowledge and disseminate this knowledge on how we should deal with those affairs. We need to cultivate our communities on this. So therefore, my dear beloved brothers, we have to seek knowledge of the methodology of the Salaf, my beloved brothers and sisters. So that means that we have to seek knowledge on ourselves individually. Abdullah, you need to seek ilm. You and I, we need to seek knowledge. Amatullah, we need to seek knowledge of the correct path, of this methodology that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has preserved. And we have to teach our families. We have to teach our families this methodology, following the way of the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, not following the way of the Khawarij, who are devoid of the understanding of the companions. When Abdullah ibn Mas'ud ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhum, when he went to call the Khawarij and give them advice, he said, la ara fikum ahadan min ashabi rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He saw them and he looked at them. There were thousands of them. He looked at them and he said, I do not see. And in bearing in mind that the companions radiyallahu anhum were alive at that time, when the Khawarij were doing what they were doing from deviance, the early day Khawarij. He said radiyallahu anhum, I do not see anyone from the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam amongst you. That is a problem. And in our times, it will be indeed a calamity if the methodology of the Salaf cannot be smelled, the scent of the methodology of the Salaf cannot be witnessed. You cannot smell the scent of the methodology of the Salaf in our communities. The application of the methodology of the Salaf, Salafiyya, is not found. This is a calamity. And the lack of returning to the scholars in our affairs is a calamity. As Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he said to them, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhum, he said to them, لا أرى فيكم أحدا من أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. I don't see anyone from the companions, meaning I don't see anyone from the people of knowledge of our time with you. So in our communities, we need to be in touch with the people of knowledge and cultivate our families upon that, and cultivate our children upon that. يا أيها الذين آمنوا قو أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. O you who believe, save yourself and your family from the fire whose fuel is men and stone, and upon that is stern malaika, angels, and they do not disobey Allah in that which they've been commanded to do. They obey that which they've been told to do. So we have to cultivate our families upon the sunnah, upon Salafiyya. And this is how the community is built. The individual seeks knowledge. He seeks knowledge. He educates his family. He educates his children. He educates and calls his neighbors. The masajid and the madaris, they're studying the Quran and the sunnah, and studying the principles from the Quran and the Sunnah, and according to the understanding of the Salafi Ummah. They become fountains of knowledge. As Shaykhina Ubaid, Hafidhullah Ta'ala, when we were building a masjid, or the brothers were building a masjid, the Shaykh, he said, make sure that your masjid is a fountain of knowledge. It's knowledge where water is continuously being spread. Knowledge is continuously spreading, like fountain continuously has water. Make sure that your masajid, that your masjids and your marakis, is a place of knowledge for the community. Knowledge of the Quran and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Studying Sahih Bukhari, studying Sahih Muslim, studying Sunan Abi Dawood, Nasa'i, Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, Ad-Darimi, studying Musnad of Imam Ahmed, Muwatta of Imam Malik, studying the Aqidah of the Salaf, Usul al-Itiqad, al-Lakai, studying Ibadat al-Kubra of Ibn Battah, studying Sharh Sunnah of Imam Abu Buhari, studying Usul Sunnah of Imam Ahmed, studying the Sunnah al-Khalal, studying the Aqidah Tawasatiyah of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, studying Kitab al-Tawheed of Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimullah, studying Usul al-Thalatha, studying Qawaid Arba'ah, studying Kashf al-Shubahat, studying the books of Aqidah, studying the Fiqh, studying the understanding of the rulings and extrapolations in the book, the Quran and the Sunnah, Studying tafsir foremost. Studying the ayat. Because the Quran kullah is tawheed. All of the Quran is tawheed. Understanding the revelation. As the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum understood, it requires effort, sincerity, consistency, persistence, truthfulness, clarity, pure da'wah, pure manhaj, pure methodology, without any contradictions. Because if your methodology has contradictions, it's not from Allah, you're doing something wrong. وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ إِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجِدُ فِيهِ اخْتِلَافٍ كَثِيرًا. And if it was from other than Allah, you will find in it many contradictions. The methodology of the Salaf, there is no contradiction. No contradiction. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has preserved this deen and preserved the understanding. So we have to cultivate our, barakallahu feekum, selves, our families, our children, our neighbors, our communities upon this methodology. And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us that there will be division. There will be division. As he said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, افترقت اليهود على 71 فرقة وافترقت النصارى على 72 فرقة وستفتغ هذه الأمة على 73 فرقة كلها في نار إلى واحدة قيل من هم يا رسول الله قال من كان مثل ما أنا عليه اليوم وأصحابي. The Jews split into 71 sects, Christians into 72 sects. This Ummah was split into 73 sects, all of them in a fire, except for one. And who are they? And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the saved one, that they are indeed those who upon what he was upon that day and his companions. الَّذِينَ تَبَعَهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ. Those who followed the companions بِالْإِحْسَانِ بِإِحْسَانٍ بِإِتْقَانٍ precisely. And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned in the hadith, as we said, عَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّةِ وَسُنَّةِ خُلُفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ فَإِنْ نَعْمْ فَمَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ سَيَرَى اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّةِ وَسُنَّةِ خُلُفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ مَهْدِيِّينَ مِنْ بَعْدِي. Those of you who live long will see division, splitting. So upon you is my sunnah and the sunnah of the Khulafa al-Rashideen. So we have to realize that these divisions occur and protect ourselves, our families and our children with knowledge, trusting in Allah, increasing in worship, being sincere and being truthful and being people of proof and evidences and staying firm on the path that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has commanded us. وَأَنَّ هَذَا سِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا سُبُلْ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. This is my straight path. Follow it and don't follow any other path. It will divert you away from his path. That I advise you with in order for you to attain taqwa. In order for you to attain taqwa, in order for you to be one that is has this wiqaya, in order for you to be the one that has this protection from the fire, the protection from deviance, the protection from the deviant groups, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. It comes under this meaning. In order for you to have taqwa, piety, in order for you to have this protection from the fire, in order for you to protect it from deviance and the deviant groups, we have to stick firm on this path and cultivate our communities on this. And in this time, no doubt, holding firm to this is important and vital. Because as time goes on, the period that comes after is worse than the one before. As is mentioned in the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَا يَأْتِي زَمَانٍ إِلَّا وَالَّذِي بَعْدُهُ أَشَرُّ مِنْهُ. There doesn't come a time except that the one after it is worse than the one before. So we have to be ready and prepared and tool up and have our guards ready in this trials or these trials that are to come from the deviant groups, from the afflictions and the shubahat and misconceptions that will be widespread, especially now we have these wasail, these means like Twitter and its likes, where evil is spread in seconds. Deviance is spread in seconds. The individual has to be somebody who builds their reading and their implementation and their actions upon the manhaj of the Salaf. And this person will become strange. but good tidings for the, or glad tidings for the strange ones. As the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, بَدَأَ الْإِسْلَامُ غَرِيبًا وَسَيْعُودُ غَرِيبًا كَمَا بَدَأَ فَتُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَاءِ. Islam started off as strange. When the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Mecca, it was strange when they were amongst the Quraysh. Islam started off as strange, and it will return to being strange. So tuba, glad tidings for the strange ones. Glad tidings for the strange ones. A tree in Jannah for the strange ones. Tuba is explained as a tree in Jannah. And tuba, it means glad tidings in general. For the strange ones. Regarding this hadith, we can mention many benefits, ya ibadallah. But the first benefit we can mention is laysa al-ibra bi kathra. And that is that which is important is not the number. Even if you're a community of 20, or a community of 50, or a small community, that which is important is the quality. And the ibra, and that which is considered is not the kathra, the plenty or the large amounts. And that's formed from this hadith. Tuba lil ghuraba, for the strange ones. When the people are corrupted, they are indeed upon correctness. When the people are upon sins, they are upon obedience. When the people are upon shirk, they are upon tawheed. When the people are upon bid'ah, they are upon sunnah. When the people are upon hizbiyah, they are upon salafiyah. When the people are upon partisanships and fanatic behavior, they're upon the straight, balanced path. And in this hadith, ya ibadallah, is an important benefit from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam that we need to implement in our communities. And that is a tahfiz, encouraging, showing the beauty and the reward for the one who holds firm to the sunnah. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Bada al-Islam ghariba, that Islam began as strange. And it will return as strange. And then he gave them an encouragement for you and I, encouragement for those who were receiving this hadith, amazing narration from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that there's glad tidings for the strange ones. There's something to look forward to. For the ones that are strange, that stick firm to the deen of Islam, in its essence, in its purest, original form, and that is the way of the companions, radiyallahu anhum, salafiyah, Tuba, glad tidings for the strange ones. The Messenger is encouraging and giving the fruits for sticking firm upon the deen in times of difficulties, in times when there are trials. And that's how we have to cultivate our children and cultivate our brothers and sisters, give them hope. It's from the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that even though they are going through these trials and afflictions, there is reward for the sabireen. Inna Allaha ma'a sabirin. Verily Allah is with the patient ones. Isbir nafsak ala sunnah. Waqif haythuma waqaf al-qawm. Be patient upon the sunnah. Be patient. Hold firm. For from a young age, we cultivate our children upon this. We cultivate our sons and our daughters, our nieces and our nephews, our brothers and our sisters, our uncles and our aunties, the husband reminds the wife reminds the husband about the importance of being patient upon the sunnah. Barakallahu fikum. Because no doubt there will be deviance. Which is why in every salah we say, Ihdana sirat al-mustaqim. We're asking Allah, we've been told, commanded to seek guidance from Allah. In Surah Al-Fatiha, guide us to the straight path. And what is that straight path? Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. The path, that path of those who you have indeed show your blessings and favors upon. Min al-Nabiyyin, in another verse, Min al-Nabiyyin wa Siddiqin wa Shuhada'i wa Salihin wa Hasuna Ula'ika Rafiqa. From the prophets, the truthful ones, the martyrs, the Salihin, the righteous ones. Yani the Sahaba are the foremost of these people. After the prophets, alayhim salatu wasalam. وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. And what a beautiful companionship it is that you are upon the methodology of Abu Bakr, that you're upon the methodology of Umar, you're upon the methodology of Uthman, the methodology of Ali, The methodology of Abdullah ibn Abbas, ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhum ajma'in, the methodology of Aisha, the methodology of Hafsa bint Umar, radiallahu anhum ajma'in, the methodology of Khadija, the methodology of Abu Darda, the methodology of Abu Dharr, the methodology of the companions, radiallahu anhum, and those after them. وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. What indeed a beautiful companionship. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala da'iman, always, for guidance. غَيْرِ الْمَغْدُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ. Asking Him to protect us from the path of those who received His anger, from the Yahud that knew the truth and they rejected it. وَلَدَّالِينَ. And we ask Allah to protect us and distance us from the path of those who are astray. From those الَّذِينَ يَعْبُدُونَ اللَّهَ عَلَى جَهْلٍ وَالضَّلَالِ. Those who worship Allah upon ignorance and deviance, without dalil, without proof, following the way of the Christians. We ask Allah every salah to protect us from that. So isn't it not prudent and pertinent that we study the correct methodology and we study also those paths that oppose the correct methodology to stay away from them? Araftu shar la li shar. وَلَكِنْ لِتَوَاقِيْءٍ مَنْ جَهِلَ الشَّرَّ وَقَعَ فِيهِ. We know the evil things, not because of its evilness in its essence, no, but to protect ourselves, to protect ourselves. And the one who is ignorant of an evil thing will fall into it. So with this, barakallahu fikum, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, I conclude. And I say that based upon that which we have studied together today, we need to build our communities upon two major affairs. And these two affairs are like the wings on a bird that allows the bird to flow and fly correctly and steadily. And that is a tasfiyah wa tarbiyah. And that is purification and cultivation. Meaning that we purify by warning against shirk, warning against association of partners with Allah, warning against bid'ah, warning against all disobedience. We purify ourselves from that and purify our society and our communities from that, a tasfiyah. And a tarbiyah. And after purifying and cult and purifying the community, we cultivate them upon the Quran and the Sunnah. We cultivate them with knowledge, correct knowledge, with principles. And this no doubt is the way of the prophets, alayhim salatu wassalam. As Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentioned in the dua, the supplication of Ibrahim, where he said, رَبَّنَا وَبْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْهُمْ يَتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. When Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he made dua, supplicated to Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, he said, O our Lord, send to them a messenger from them, reciting to them your verses, and cultivating them upon the Quran and the wisdom, sunnah, and purifying them. Verily you are the Almighty and Wise. وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِيهَ النَّفْسَةِ. Then Allah says, and the one who turns away from the religion and the way of Ibrahim has indeed fooled himself. So Ibrahim, he made the dua, he said, وَعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ, and cultivate them upon the Quran and book. This is tarbiyah, or the Quran and the Sunnah, this is tarbiyah. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, and purifying them, and this is tasfiyah. But when Allah answered his dua, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he said, هُوَ الَّذِي بَعَثَ فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Where Allah, answering the supplication of Ibrahim, he said, and he is the one, Allah is the one that sent to the unlettered people, the messenger, reciting to them his verses, purifying them, and cultivating them upon the book of Allah and the Sunnah and Hikmah when they were indeed before astray. So we notice that in the supplication of Ibrahim, he started off by mentioning Tarbiyah, Yu'allimhum al-Kitab, cultivating them upon the book and the Sunnah and the Hikmah, and then purification. But when Allah answered his supplication, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He said, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمْهُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَحِكْمَةِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. He mentioned tasfiyah first. He mentioned the importance of purifying first and then cultivating. And this is the methodology that we have to have in our communities. We purify our communities from sins and shirk, and we build and cultivate our community upon obedience and sunnah and ta'a and good character and so forth. And Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, هِيَ مِسْتَاقُ إِجَابَةِ اللَّهِ لِخَلِيلِهِ إِبْرَهِيمِ هِيْنَ دَعَى لِأَهْلِ مَكَّةِ أَنْ يَبْعَثُهُ اللَّهُ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْهُمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِمْ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُ الْكِتَابُ وَحِكْمَةِ. And that is, he said, Ibn Kathir, that is a supplication and answer from Allah to the dua and the supplication of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Indeed, he sent the messenger with this tasfiyah and this tarbiyah, with this purification and this cultivation. And this is the methodology we need to be upon. Purification and cultivation. And that is indeed the methodology we need to be upon. And we are indeed in need, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, to educate ourselves consistently and continuously upon the Quran and the Sunnah, and learn the principles of the Quran and Sunnah and its understanding according to the way of the Salaf, and implement this in our speech, in our aqidah, our belief, and in our implementation, and how we behave and conduct ourselves. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all the communities upon sunnah and salafiyah, and to bless my dear beloved brothers and sisters in Hind, that He makes us and them firm upon the sunnah, and for the trials that they are going through, that they stick to the Quran and sunnah in these trials, and follow the methodology of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum in dealing with these trials, because no doubt the answers are there, but it just requires us to seek the knowledge to get those answers and implement them to please Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Hadha wallahu a'lam. And with this we conclude. Allah knows best. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. حياكم الله تعالى